right now, praise him, bless him, magnify his name. Let him hear your voice of appreciation. He has heard you. He has answered you. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Give the Lord a big clap of him.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies as we engage in the same way, ours shall be more outstanding. Number one, supernatural turnaround via soul winning. Hallelujah. During one of the services, Bishop Oyedepo said, somebody's breakthrough is tied to this soul winning. I believe that prophecy was for me. I engaged in soul winning like never before. I said to myself, this is injury time. I cannot afford to miss this blessing because I did not do well in the previous outreaches. In August, I was led by the Holy Ghost to engage in 1 week prayer and fasting. And during the fast, God directed me on how to go about the soul winning project. He told me to take the clothing items I was not wearing anymore along with me when I went on outreach. And as I preached to the people, I should give the clothes to them. I obeyed. Thereafter, 8 of my converts followed me to church. In addition, 22 of them attended the Believers Foundation class. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. Before the end of that prophetic season, God opened me up financially. There was a contract that I quoted for, but the chairman of that organization refused to award it to me. On Monday, I received a call to come to the site. When I got there, the chairman of the company was waiting for me. He said that he did not know why, but he felt he should give me the contract. Thereafter, he instructed his accountant to write a check in millions of naira in my name. I give all the glory to God. Testifier David A. Please, hands together, let's appreciate Jesus for that. Number two, multiple healings and barrenness terminated. Amen. We got married in 2008, and all through, we expected our children. We became worried, and we went for tests. The results showed that I had low sperm count, and my wife's womb was damaged. I doubted the results, so we went to another hospital, but the results were the same. I had many tests and treatments, but there was no improvement. Last year, while in search of something, I saw a flyer in my house, which my wife brought home. I went through it and read a testimony that was similar to mine. My wife invited me here on the 21st of March. I gave my life to Christ, and after that, we started engaging in soul winning as we had here and brought souls to church. I did not only come here with a low sperm count challenge, I also came with a 30-year-old growth on my left leg and an embarrassing cough. God visited us, and 4-year barrenness was terminated. You can make that bigger. He also wiped away all ailments in my body. We give God all the glory. Mr. and Mrs. Nwadiaro, testifier, please rise on your feet, lift up your hands to God, loud voices, let's magnify him for these glorious testimonies.
Let's lift up our two hands and give God thanks for answers to our prayers this morning. And for those turnaround testimonies, give him thanks, give him praise. There is no one like Jesus, ever faithful, ever sure, ever dependable, ever reliable. Thank you, Jesus. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Jesus, give me a start of today in my engagement in this operation who is on the Lord's side. Lord, fire me up by your word. Move me forward today. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. No one truly sees what we change his story and ignore it. It's not being able to see it that keeps people docile. You can't see the help you are looking for and ignore it. You can't recognize the key to the door you want to see open and despise it. Lord, open my eyes all through this prophetic season to see what you have in stock for me in this operation. Go ahead and pray. Open my eyes to see what you have in stock for me in this operation. Open my eyes to see what you have in stock for me in this operation. Open my eyes to see what you have in stock for me in this operation. Open my eyes to see what you have in stock for me in this operation. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lost palm cant, damaged womb, yet came forth a miracle child. No circumstance can render his covenant ineffective. No situation can render the word of God ineffective. Whatever thing has been resisting you over time must bow now. Must bow now. Every concern that may still be hanging around anyone's life must be turned to testimony now. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. That first testimony said he has not been serious in the previous operations. So he decided for once, let me take my destiny in my hand, because that's what I heard the word of God say. And he stepped into it, and God honored his word. God will honor his word in the life of every one of us. Now, every instruction from God requires promptness for maximum delivery, as we found in the life of Abraham. Promptness. Prompt response to divine instructions as found in scriptures or as by the spoken word by his prophet. Get out of their country. And so Abraham departed. Take their son, the only son Isaac. He rose up early in the morning. He went ahead. Genesis 22, 1 to 5 and 15 to 18. In the same vein, every revelation of scriptures requires a dive for delivery. Belated response can be costly. Songs of Solomon, chapter 5, and verse 4 to 7. By the time he opened the door, it was too late. It won't be too late for any of us. John 5 and verse 1 to 4. An angel comes and wants a wife to steer the pool. And whosoever first steps in after the pool is steered is made whole of whatsoever disease. So there is the demand for a dive to maximize the blessings of any revelation received. There is the demand for a dive. You don't wait, you dive into it. And one man was hanging on there 38 years. He wouldn't dive. He was looking for excuses. There is no man. Anytime I want to get into the pool, somebody gets in there before me. No, that's too much. It means that anyone's situation can remain the same for life if he will not respond to what God is saying to him from his word. That's why procrastination is one of the greatest enemies of destiny, as we saw in Reuben. Genesis 49, verse 3 and 4. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. What? Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Unstable as water, to go, not to go, to move, not to move. Now, we want to quickly understand what that means in Judges chapter 5 and verse 15 and 16. Won't go, to go, not to go. Judges 5, 15 and 16. And the prince of Issachar was with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. And he was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart. Well, let me think about it. I don't think this demands this urgency. I can always get four people the last week, like you got last year. Procrastination. Now, verse 16 of it. Why abodest thou among the sheepfold to hear the bleatings of the flock? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. I will go, I will not go. I cannot go, I can't try. And so, our exhortation line for the week is captioned, running with the prize in view. Not just running as a participant, running with a determination to be crowned a prize winner. Running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. As we all know, every vision demands a run for delivery. Write the vision, Habakkuk 2 and 1 to 3. Make it plain upon tables that he may run. That he may run. That he did it. For the vision is for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak. You don't win prizes at the beginning of a race. You win the prize at the end of a race. At the end he shall speak. Though he tarries, wait for it, it shall surely come to pass. As you keep running, it shall not tarry. Every vision demands a run for delivery. The faster our response, the faster the delivery. Every vision demands a run for delivery. The faster our response, the faster the delivery. Life is a race, and it answers only to committed runners. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Verse 1 and 2. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So life is a race, and it answers only to committed, dedicated runners. Sleepers don't have a place in the race of life. People besieged by the spirit of slumber don't have a place in the race of life. Everyone that will win a prize must be awake. And strong. And dedicated to win the race. In 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 26, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, and one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Only runners are ever entitled to prizes. You can imagine a race is flagged up and somebody walks away first and then came back after about 1 hour to join the race. He knows he's out of the place. So we need to move with the sound of the whistle. Before the whistle landed, you have left. You are trained to respond at the sound of the gun. Not when the sound is over. A great start, therefore, is vital in determining who wins the prize. There is need for a great start. That has been the hallmark of the grace of God upon us in this ministry. The Lord delivered the mandate on the 2nd. On the 6th, the first platform was set. On the 29th of the same month, the fellowship opened up. Praise God. Yet there was no premonition the previous week. Arise, get down to Lagos. Same day. Somebody was on his way here. Harvest of Africa is now overripe. May 4. By May 6, mysteriously, we dedicated the continent of Africa to Jesus. By 14th of June, office set up. Previous week, no premonition. The faster we respond to every signal like this, the faster the delivery of both the results and our rewards. Wonder Double is not just there to address church growth, but address your growth, your change of level, your change of story. Now, he that winneth souls is wise. And the Bible says, the wise shall inherit glory. Amen. Now, Proverbs 11, 30 and Proverbs 3, 35. So, he that winneth souls is wise, and the wise shall inherit glory, he will be free from shame and reproach. What are you looking for then? He that reapeth receiveth wages. Not that God receiveth wages, not the church receiveth wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. So, we are not talking about wonder double church growth only. We are talking about wonder double glory of your life. Wonder double glory of your life. Know ye not, they which are in a race run all and one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. Now Paul said, I therefore so run. And everyone that striveth for the master, you want to get the prize, you better be temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. So, we obtain an incorruptible crown. Because whatever the Lord doeth in a man's life shall be forever. I therefore so run. Not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body. Body, behave. This is the task for the hour. My life is dependent on thee. My next level is coming out of this. Body, behave. I don't want to be a tower who tells others what's available and obtainable and never have anything to show. It takes self-discipline to ever win a prize. It takes self-discipline to ever win a prize. What then do I expect among others? Returns on spiritual stewardship includes joy unspeakable. joy unlimited. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, even devils were subject to us in your name. Luke 10 and verse 17. Every truth of scriptures we engage with steers joy and rejoicing. Thy words were found, I did eat them, and thy word became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. So engagement in spiritual stewardship guarantees joy unspeakable that's full of glory. How? There is joy in heaven when a soul is saved. And whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. You can't steer joy in heaven and lay joy on the earth. What you have in return is heavenly joy. By sowing heavenly joy into heaven, you enjoy heavenly joy returns on the earth. No one here will ever know the meaning of depression anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen? No one here will know the meaning of depression anymore. And I must tell you this, by the grace of God, I've gone through these past 40 years depression free. Have you been challenged? Grievously so. By people within, people without. But no, you can't take away my joy. You can't keep engaging with the truth and lose your joy. And joy is a major asset for living a fulfilling life. There are many, many depressed, big names. They are on antidepressants every day. But that's not your case anymore. Free forever. Free forever. Finally, everyone engaging in spiritual stewardship ends up a giant. It may begin as a dwarf, but it keeps changing level and keeps changing level. Daniel 12, verse 3, the word says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as these stars forever and ever. Ordinary stones becoming a star. We are lively stones, but we can be turned to a star by turning many to righteousness. He said, we are as lively stones are built in the spiritual house. And so every believer is a lively stone, but he can be upgraded to a star forever by, among others, turning many to righteousness. Well, the good news is many will be turned into stars before operation who is on the Lord's side is concluded. Amen. The God of overnight turnaround will visit many. You will deliver the kind of results that God will come down and say, my son, it's your turn. Amen. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering, everybody. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering, everybody. Somebody engage passionately, dedicatedly, selflessly, unashamedly for 2 weeks. How many weeks? Everything turned. You have 5 weeks before you. Something must turn. Something must turn. Something must turn. And it's turning in your favor. And it's turning with speed. It's turning in your favor. And it's turning with speed. It's turning in your favor. And it's turning with speed. In the name of Jesus. Overnight, the shepherd boy became the hero. Overnight. In a matter of days, David has slain his 10,000 and Saul his 1,000. Overnight. Overnight. Lift up your two hands and take forceful delivery of your spiritual turnaround package ordained for this operation. Lift up your two hands and take it. It will impart on your family, impart on your children, impart on the walls of your hand, impart on your health, impact on everything that concerns you. Everybody lift up your two hands and pray aloud. Pray the prayer that must be answered. Lord, I'm set for my supernatural turnaround package, ordained for this season, in the name of Jesus. Pray it with confidence in God. Pray with faith in Him. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Do you know this church can double in attendance next Sunday?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't take time. It takes raw engagement with divine instructions. Raw engagement with divine instructions. You will testify.
Amen.
You will testify.
Amen.
God does not bless people in secret. He blesses them openly. He blesses them openly. You shall be blessed openly.
Amen.
Even your mockers will see it, that God has changed your story.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands. The weak is declared your weak.
Amen.
You'll be listed among those with great stats.
Amen.
Your rewards will come with speed.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord shall be glorified.
Amen.
Shame and reproach shall be wiped off your life. Wept off your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give Him thanks.
Lift your voice and give thanks to God this morning. Give Him the praise that is due unto His name. Celebrate Him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. Is worthy of all the honor. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him praise and give Him glory. Celebrate Him as worthy. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness, mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.